Here at the BASF Media Summit with me is Kyle Tom of Tom Farms in Indiana. And I've spoken to both he and his dad, Kip, were on the panel today talking about some of the challenges ahead for farmers in the future, how we're going to feed the world. First of all, what I'd like to ask you, Kyle, is why something like this, the BASF is putting on here, this kind of media summit, why do you think that's important?
Well, it reaches out to a broad number of people. It's not just focused on towards agriculture farmers. It reaches out towards the world, the U.S. And, you know, we really need to get our name out there, really need to get the process of agriculture. You know, and agriculture is not just one farmer, one community. It is multi-farmers, the world. So that's really what we need to do. We need to focus on feeding the world, not just our community.
Now, you are Tom Farms is a very large family operation and a generational family operation that started, what back in the 1800s?
1837.
Now, one of the things we talked about is what we had a futurist on the panel. We talked about what the future farm is going to look like and what the grower of the future is going to look like. What do you think about that?
The future farmer isn't going to look like, I would say, your average farmer that is wearing overalls and has a straw in his mouth. You know, we're business professionals just like anybody else. My father, we call him the CEO and president of the company. And so, you know, we need to look and act like that. When I go to work, I'm wearing a collared shirt, nice blue jeans, sometimes khakis. Really, the agriculture professional of the future is most likely going to be in the office.
You also talked about the importance of math and science.
Yeah. I mean, we use math and science every day, whether it's formulations of chemicals or, you know, and we use math on a daily basis, whether it's on spreadsheets, doing accounting. And we constantly use those two more than anything else, really. But, you know, we really try to push any student that is looking into agriculture. We need to really look at and push them towards that way.
Well, Dad is just about on the top end of the average age of farmers, which means you're a lot younger than getting into the business. And as you've grown up on the farm, how have you just, in the short time that you've been a farmer, seen farming change from what your grandfather did?
Well, really, I mean, I graduated high school in 1996, then went on to a four-year college. And when I came back, you know, we had just started talking about this GPS, this auto steer, and before we had very limited overlap on. You know, we tried to limit our overlap, limit our spray, so we weren't impacting the environment as much as we possibly could have been. So with the innovations that we have now, these triple stacks, these multiple stacks from, you know, seed companies that we have now, it's really surpassed my expectations. But looking into the future, we're looking at things that we haven't even developed yet. And so that's what is really interesting to see. You know, we're focusing on something that nobody has even talked about yet.
Now, we talked about the limitations of our genetic varieties. Why can't we grow 300 bushel corn now?
Oh, we can, but we have all these limiting factors in the fields. Like, you know, if you have a fungus in the field for a day, that's going to take down the bushels per acre. If you have an insect in a field, you know, by the time you get out there and get it sprayed, it's going to impact. So you have all these variables out there. You have lack of rain. You have more insects, more fungus, not the right amount of fertilizer. And so, you know, we always have the potential for 300 bushels, but you have a lot of varying factors that are going to reduce that yield.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's Kyle Tom here at the BASF Media Summit in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.